Good morning and welcome to Mornings with a Stranger, episode 66. So to continue with my Facebook scroll frustration, if you've been on Facebook, you have probably seen some of the information about the Ohio bill that would ban all abortions. And one of the articles points out that the kind of the point being that it's a part of a bigger plan. So the idea might be that to ban all abortions. So a woman who wanted to have an abortion anytime during the period of her pregnancy, anytime, would be potentially, it would be up to, well, the article says it would be up to prosecutors to decide whether to charge a woman or a doctor and what those charges would be. But it would basically, she would be charged, she'd be punished for having an abortion or somebody providing abortions. Apparently, and apparently this guy has softened his stance, but apparently the lieutenant governor at some point said that punishment should include the death penalty. And somebody on Facebook said, and just think about how sort of, I don't know, that's just hard to take, especially when we, if you don't just look at abortions as a way for somebody to, you have them as birth control. If we think of the situations where women are raped, where there's incest, where even not a horrific rape, but a date, you know, a date that ends up going places the female didn't really want it to go, and then she ends up getting pregnant or whatever the case is. If you take those situations where it isn't just quote unquote loose women, and loose women should still have those choices. Just saying, my whole point there is the fact that sometimes people forget that there isn't just one reason that abortion is used. But somebody on Facebook said, you know, if they're going to give women the death penalty, then they should give the guy who impregnated her the death penalty. And I'm not really fond of the death penalty, but there is part of me that in this particular instance is kind of like, yeah, if we're going to do that, because that's going to make guys, that's the only way, you know, if a guy gets pissed at his woman, gets her pregnant at a bad time, what a great way to get her in trouble as a horrible punishment. And don't think people don't do that crap. So if he's responsible and he gets the death penalty too, that's probably going to change the behavior of men quite drastically. And I sort of think that, hey, if, why not? You know, it's amazing when people are making these bills, how they don't understand how power and control and men work. And I'd like to retroact the bill for anybody who thinks this bill is a good idea. Anybody who thinks this bill is a good idea. And anybody who's voting for this bill, anybody who is putting these intensive rules and restrictions, I think we should get to go back in their life and see how many of them had girlfriends who had abortions or wives who had abortions. I don't care what time of your life. It doesn't matter. There's nothing about these rules as in their moments of intensity that ever allow anything to be okay. So it doesn't matter. As they say, it doesn't matter. Take those people, just automatically you get life or you get some punishment. To just make the point that no, you don't get to say it was okay when you were a teenager, or the putting yourself in the place of, well, it was okay for me because it was these extenuating circumstances that nobody could possibly understand. This is ridiculous. And the point that I think is well made in one article, and this is one that I know so many people look at this and say it's unconstitutional, it can't happen. And I think we've said that about some other things that we're surprised that are happening or just, oh, come on. But I think the point made in one article is very valid of saying the big concern here is that they're going to call out this really intensive, crazy bill to make punishment intense. And I'm sorry, but I do believe if you're going to punish the woman, you got to punish the guy. If we're leaving the guy out of this, people don't understand biology and relationships. And they're not taking an honest look at their life. And that's why I want to retroactivate this. Yep, I'm sorry. All girls come out of the woodwork and send these dudes down. If you're going to vote for it, you get to deal with it. And because it's a past situation in this case, because I'm a little crabby about it, The girl, we let the girl off for this pass, but the guy, nope. Sorry, bud, you gotta go. And I'm talking people who want this, not just random dudes on the street, just so we're clear. The concern is that they're gonna do this, promote this crazy, crazy stuff, this far intensive, let's, in this case, death penalty. And I know the guy backed up on that. But after a while, you start to accept other bills and other laws that just sound so much more reasonable compared to the craziness, right, that you've just been shown. So the concern is that we're really going to get some of this stuff, some intensive laws happening, but they're just going to look so much more reasonable than this crap. So it's all a crazy, stupid media blitz to get people. It's just, this is crazy. The discussion of this is crazy. And I don't really know how to stop it, but this is one of those situations where we have to, I don't know, we need people out there productively helping us figure out how to stop this. And these guys in Congress, and I don't know, are all the political figures who are saying this is a great idea and who are voting for this, and the women who are voting for this, again, I think their histories have to be really examined. This is a big thing, and I think we could do this for other things as well. But I think this is one time that we as a public should just stand up and say, you know, again, even the Republican who values, but then his mistress, he said when she thought she's pregnant, you're going to have to get an abortion. I'm sorry. Let's rubber meets the road here, buddy. I think he should have. I wish in that case, and I honestly don't remember if I talked about this here or not, I wish all of his followers, all of his conservative followers would have said, dude, you don't get to work for me anymore. That would have impressed me. I would have actually believed that some of the more conservative folks believed in what they believe in. I don't care what, again, don't care what side of the aisle you're on, but believe in what you believe in. And I haven't seen that from conservatives. It doesn't impress me and send me over to the conservative side because of those types of attitudes. Nobody's perfect. We all have our issues, and undoubtedly, but sometimes they feel so cut and dry that it's kind of like, okay, come on, stand up for this one. Stand up for this one. This isn't okay. And I didn't see people standing up. Maybe I missed it. But anyway, this is just one of those headlines that you're just like, wow, what year do we live in? How far are we going to go backwards? It's just sad and scary. And I don't think people think about some of this stuff realistically, because you don't think about it until you're in the position. And how many, you're not allowed. That's the other thing. How many of these politicians are going to keep their mistresses? They'll just fly her to a different country. So I think if we're doing that, they also lose job, lose healthcare, get punished. And yeah, I'm pretty down with it. You're going to have to punish the guy, because otherwise, I don't, people just don't get the problems this can cause. And is it going to be a huge amount of people? I don't know. I can't say, but it doesn't really matter. If you're the one on the receiving end of a revenge pregnancy, not okay. Not okay. And if people aren't smart enough to realize that that can be a thing and would be a thing, they're completely blind to reality. So anyway, I don't know what to say except wow. And keep an eye out for these things. And anybody who has any brilliant ideas of how we actually deal with this stuff as people, as females, as men who want to stand up for females, bring it on. Facebook at Mornings with a Stranger. That's the at sign, Mornings with a Stranger, no spaces. And of course, the website is where you can find all the podcasts, morningswithastranger.com. Thanks so much and take care. We live in a crazy, one day we have condoms snorting, and the next day, what? What is happening? I do not feel like I'm living in the real world and I'm not comfortable with it. Anyway, thank you. Have a wonderful morning. Hopefully you can after that. Well, and you know, I'm just going to say one more thing. If you're listening to this and you think, this doesn't affect me, I'm too old, I don't have sex with random people, do you have a wife? Do you have kids? Do you not want to have more kids? Do you have a friend, a sister, a child, an aunt? I'm betting in your life you've got somebody who has had to deal with this, who's had to deal with abortion or a pregnancy that was very, very frightening to them, or something bad happened to them, or they were not well. The pregnancy was horrible. You know, I don't know. I don't even know how I feel about the whole abortion thing, but I know that it needs to be a choice. Anyway, think about that. You probably don't know how it would affect the world around you and the people around you. And if you're a guy, you really don't get to call the shot on this one. I'm sorry. And I'm betting there are a lot of guys out there who would have enough brains and concern and empathy to at least understand this, who maybe have had to, you know, countless of situations of how that might look, that men can have empathy for, whether they've had to deal with a pregnancy that maybe wasn't as desired as they'd hoped, or girlfriend who got pregnant. Granted, that's a whole different story if the girlfriend wanted to be pregnant, but they can probably understand that this is a kind of big issue. Anyway, all right, I'm out. Have a great day. Bye.